إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. نشهد يا رسول الله أنك قد أديت الأمانة وبلغت الرسالة ونصحت الأمة وكشف الله بك الغمة وجاهدت في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاك اليقين، فجزاك الله عنا خير ما جزى نبيًا عن أمته ورسولًا عن رسالته. أما بعد، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان بكم عليما. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, today we're going to talk about the midterm review. It's almost halfway Ramadan, and some of us are very happy, deservedly, and some of us are very sad, maybe. Some of us have an automatic smile on their face, and some of them can't believe that half of Ramadan is already gone. And some of us can't wait to get rid of the other half and move on. So you'll find something about yourself in the school of Ramadan. And that's why it's called the school of Ramadan. Because you learn and you also teach. It's a ground where you get a certificate in the end. But depending on how you begin, you will get a certificate in the end. However, having said that, for some of us think that they have lost a great opportunity and they start getting into despair mode. Never. Be in control of your whims and desires, and it is the fruit of the ibadah, the thimarat al-ibadah. The fruit of the acts of worship, you will know exactly where to go and how you started, and you will end up. For example, your senses. So there will be some homeworks in this khutbah and some training camp in order for you to get back in shape. So if you think about it, why is it called the secret between you and Allah? Because you can eat and drink behind closed doors. But if you do so, you haven't learned anything about Ramadan, because Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ala linked taqwa to Ramadan because of that reason. So your first homework, if it's supposed to be a secret between you and Allah, that means you have to have a secret between you and Allah. For example, you do something that nobody knows about except Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ala. That's the rhetorical question. How many of us have that? How many of us claim on judgment day that I will come and meet Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ala, that I have a secret only you know of Allah, that I do something that nobody knows, not even my spouse, not even my children. I do something secretly, like Zayn al-Abidin radiyallahu anhu an al bayt al-Atari ajma'in. The story is known, but just a quick reminder. Zayn al-Abidin radiyallahu anhu used to carry a bag of food on his back and would place it on people, those in need, at their gate and leave it middle of the night. Nobody saw him, didn't leave a business card, didn't say please press like, or buy from my business, or vote for me, nothing. إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. Indeed, we feed you for the sake of Allah, seeking the pleasure of Allah. We don't look for your own gratitude, because you're not going to help me in my grave, You're not going to help me on Judgment Day. Why? إِنَّا نَخَافُ مِنْ رَبِّنَا يَوْمًا عَجُوزًا قَمْطَرِيرًا. Indeed, we seek the protection of the wrath of that day. What does Allah say? فَاتَّقِيمٌ, meaning right away. فَوَقَاهُمُ اللَّهُ شَرَّ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ وَلَقَاهُمْ نَضَةً وَسُرُورًا وَجَزَاهُمْ بِمَا صَبَرُوا جَنَّةً وَحَرِيرًا. And you will be rewarded because you were patient not to show off. And you're looking for that pleasure of Allah only. How did they know? When he died, the food was cut off. The food supply was no longer there. And when they were giving him ghusl, they saw a black line in his back. They knew it was that he used to carry on his back. So instead of carrying the sins on your back that will be riding you on Judgment Day, let you carry the act of obedience on your back so it will be carrying you on Judgment Day. So that's your first homework. Let there be a secret between you and Allah. Nobody else knows about it. Some of the Sahaba used to cry in bed. The bed would shake. The pillow would be full of tears. His wife would only know that because of that. Not because of, he told her, I'm crying because I have taqwa. When I hear the ayah, I have khushu'. La wallahi. So that's your first homework. From now on, you do halaqat al-dhikr on your own. You're Quran in the middle of the night, nobody sees you. In the last third of the night, you stay up where nobody else sees you, asking Allah to forgive you. You sponsor an orphan where nobody else knows. You look after widows where nobody else knows. You pat the hair of that person that is an orphan where nobody else knows. You do whatever it takes that nobody else knows. You know why? Because it said that إِنَّ حَسَنَاتِ الْخَلَوَاتِ مُنْجِيَاتِ وَسَيِّئَاتِ الْخَلَوَاتِ مُهْلِكَاتِ, which means if you do an act of obedience in secrecy, this will be a path of salvation on Judgment Day. But if you do active sins in secrecy, this will be a path of destruction on Judgment Day. And by the way, the scholars will tell you, this is how you know you're going to get a good ending in your life or a bad ending in your life. As a matter of fact, you will know your light, your face will be lit, and the soul will be leaving your body as a drop of water or leaving a spout, if you do so. If not, your face will be darkened, and your body will be snatched out, your soul will be snatched out of your body. Your choice. If you don't learn this in Ramadan, I don't know when. Number two, you have to be like Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, in sequence. He says you have to be like walking in the desert in order for you to get that secret. Meaning nobody hears your footsteps, but they only see the athar. They only see that what you left behind is a legacy. That's it. So from now on, I don't boast about anything. I'm walking on sand, nobody hears my footsteps. But indeed, you can see my footsteps. That's all. When you're long gone, people will see your footsteps. If you want to have that secret between you and Allah. Now your senses. Since your iman increased a little bit in the month of Ramadan, here's what I want you to think. Alhamdulillah, you have the pleasure of closing that eye when you see something haram. Ghadd al-basar, lowering your gaze. So here's your homework. Every time you lower your gaze because you saw something that is haram, I want you to think you're closing your eyes for the last time. You will only open your eyes in your grave when you will see Munkar wa Nakir asking you four questions or three questions according to one hadith. Stronger opinion. Or when you open your eyes on Judgment Day. And when you close your eyes, I want you to think that this is my life after this. Can you imagine? I will not be able to see anything anymore. As the Nasheed says, Ya Ummi ma shaklu sama wa ma dhiya wa ma al-qamar bi jamaliha tatahaddathun wa la ara minha athar hal hadhihi ad-dunya dhalamun fi dhalamin mundathir. O my mother, you speak of the beauty of the heavens and the beauty of the illuminating light of the moon. But I hear about it, I never see any of it. Is this life layers of darkness over darkness? And when you do so, I want you, when you open your eyes back up again, be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula for the gift that you've taken for granted all your life. And from now on, I will not use this to displease Allah, but I will use this to please Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. I will look at the Quran, not at the bad sights. Similarly, qiyas in the analogy, you have to use all your senses as such. Because the school of Ramadan teaches you that. You know why we don't eat and we don't have intimate relations? Because these are the two among the most powerful fitna we have. Some of us live to eat, but we're supposed to eat just to live. But if you have your control over your whims and desires, you're a heavenly link. But if your whims and desires have control over you, you're an earthly link. You're controlled, you're imprisoned, you're no longer free. So if you don't get this in the school of Ramadan, you will never be able to get it. So same thing, could you imagine not hearing anything? Wallahi, this Muslim of Allah teaches a course for deaf people. I cried the first time I taught them, because the things I took for granted. So from now on, if you plug your ears and you cannot hear a thing from where you are, can you imagine the rest of your life be that? Similarly, you cannot hear anything like backbiting anymore. You know why? Because there are three types of poor, so it's been said. The dog goes to hunt, but the kill goes to somebody else. And the stingy, the miser, live their whole lives hoarding money, more, more, helping Mazid. But when they die, the money goes to somebody else. And the backbiter and the slanderer and everyone that uses that in the wrong way. You work all your life to get the hasanat, and after you die on judgment day, all your hasanat go to somebody else. That is indeed what I call poverty. أَتَدْرُونَ مَنِ الْمُفْلِسِ Don't you know who's bankrupt? You speak behind this guy's back. You lie, you cheat, you steal, you harm, and so on and so forth. Your hasanat, you'll be bankrupt. So this is your second homework. The time is running. The rest of it is coming. But we will have to give you some GPS to be able to hold on to and find that path to change. I ask Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula to make us among those who speak and follow the rest of it. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Aqulu ma tasma'un. أقول ما تسمعون واستغفر الله ثم استغفروه ويا فوز المستغفرين الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, your third homework, and then we will give you the camp, the training camp, in order for you to be able to do this. Just three for today. Your last homework is simple. You came in the month of Ramadan knowing that you're afraid to die because of one sin. One sin is killing you. You can't get rid of it. It's controlling you. And you can't even look at yourself in the mirror. You are so ashamed. Whatever it is, everybody's different. So rest assured that Allah will test you in the weakness that you have. So your intention is to get rid of that sin that you're afraid to die because of. So you're gonna leave that sin, that's gonna go on priorities. Just one, when you leave Ramadan, you've left that sin for good. That's your training ground. Ya Allah, I'm coming back to you, Allah. Because of the narration, Ibrahim ibn al-Adham, a man came up to him, he says, عِنْدِ الدَّاء وَعِنْدَكَ الدَّوَاء I have the illness and you have the cure. He says, مَا دَاءُكْ What's your illness? It's كُلَّمَا أَرَدْتُ أَنْ أَتُوبْ عُدْتُ إِلَى الذُّنُوبِ Every time I repent, I go back to the same sin. وَكُلُّنَا هَذَا الرَّجُلُ We're all in the same boat. Who doesn't? So he says, I will give you five remedies. Listen to them well. He says, if you want to commit that sin, go ahead, commit it, but in another kingdom other than Allah's kingdom. I'm sure you know the story, but just a quick reminder for this Muslim of Allah, first of all. Because where? Everywhere is the kingdom of Allah. He goes, good. So how could you do this? Is it befitting? أَلَا تَسْتَحِي
Are you not ashamed of doing this in front of Allah in His kingdom?
Because what about the second? Because the second one,
if you want to, in arat an da'af Allah, if you want to commit that sin that you're afraid to die of, go ahead. فَلَا تَأْكُلْ مِرِسْلًا. Don't eat from His sustenance and provisions. Can you imagine how hungry you are for the day? Can you imagine that you cannot eat, period? Because the one that provides you for all of this, you actually disobey Him. No gratitude whatsoever. I'm not grateful to you, Allah. I use this to disobey you. Isn't that amazing? You give me everything I'm about. The food, the thing, the strength that I have, everything that you've given me, including the social media, and I'm using it in the wrong way. Thank you, Allah. That's how I'm showing my gratitude. Imagine.
Says, where do I give the provisions?
Because أَلَا تَسْتَحِي. Are you not ashamed? Allah provides you with everything, and whatever He gives you, you use it against Him, not for Him. Subhanallah.
Because what's the third? Is إِنْ أَرَبْتَ أَدْعَسِ اللَّهَ فَعْصِيهِ فِي مَكَانٍ لَا يَرَكَ فِيهِ.
Go ahead. Disobey Him. But if disobey Him in a place where He cannot see you,
where is that? يَرَى النَّمْلَ السَّوْدَاءِ تحت الصخرة الصماء في الليلة الظلماء.
He sees the black ant under a hard rock in a dark night.
Because that's difficult. It's okay. إن أردت أن تعصي الله وجاءك ملك الموت قل له انتظر حتى أتوب.
If you want to disobey Allah, you want to keep committing that sin? Go ahead, commit it. But when the angel of death comes in, says, can I put you on hold? Please wait till I repent and come back to you. Don't call me, I'll call you. Let your people do good business with my people. We'll do lunch.
It'll never happen.
This is the first. Because if you want to commit that sin on judgment day when you get the 99 files, says, I didn't do it. That would have been easy. وَكُنَّا نَسْتَنْتُهُ مَكَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. We used to copy everything that you used to do. You will not speak. Your hands will speak on your behalf. Your feet will speak on your behalf. And then when the Zabaniyah comes, says, I'm not going with you. Sue me. Don't you know who I am? I'm the son of so-and-so. I have PhD. I used to drive a Mercedes-Benz. 3-car garage. Yes, don't mess with me, man. That would have been good because مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَا هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَا. I had news, man. The CIA, the FBI was right behind me.
No, it will not help you, Allah. So that's your final homework. Leave a sin that you know you're afraid to die because of. And on the plus side, you coming into Ramadan, but leaving with an added good deed that you never did, and it stays with you for good.
It's a plethora. It's a buffet. An open invitation that you can do whatever you like. Pick one that you know that's going to get you to Jannah. So you're going to leave a sin that will take you to hellfire, and you're going to pick a good deed that Allah loves. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ وَلَبَرْإِنَّ مَصَّابُرُونَ يَوَفَّ أَجْرَهُمْ. So on. So many good deeds that you can do with your intention, Ya Allah, I want to stay from that fire. I'm leaving that for your sake. And Allah, I want to go to Jannah. I'm adding this on my list.
That's your homework. Three. That's it. Now, in order for you to do this, you have to work out. So you have some camps.
Camps. So the first camp is, if you live for yourself, your actions and deeds will die with you. So, but if you live for others and live for the sake of Allah, your actions and deeds will not die with it all. So your first camp is the camp of da'wah. Your intention is to bring another person with you to go to Jannah together and stay on hellfire. That's it. The hadith is sahih. If Allah uses you to guide one person, it is better than khayrun humar ni'am. It is better than even the red camels, which used to be the best possessions at the time. The best worldly possession. Just your intention. A family member is more deserving. My brother doesn't pray. My mother doesn't wear the hijab. My daughter has left Islam. My son is moving on and marrying a Hindu, whatever. I'm going to concentrate on one person in my family first. But in order for you to do this, you have to lead by example. If you don't have it, you can't give it.
Yes.
And how do you do that? Again, in the month of Ramadan, because of that, Sa'id ibn Musayyib. He says, وَلْيَخْشَ الَّذِينَ لَوْ تَرَكُمْ خَلْفِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّةٌ ضَعَافٌ خَافُوا عَلَيْهِمْ فَلْيَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْيَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. That's it. If you really feel for your lineage, your family, you have to have taqwa. And when you learn taqwa, we said it's the month of Ramadan. Allah told you that. The month of Ramadan is when you learn taqwa. So how do you do that, Shaykh? قِيَامُ اللَّيْلِ. He used to say, I pray in qiyam. I prolong my qiyam because تَذَكَّرْتُ. I remember my son. So I prolong my qiyam because of my son. Allah promised if I have taqwa, Allah will protect my lineage. That's how you do it. So your number one camp is da'wah, the da'wah camp. You have one person in your family. If you don't have him, alhamdulillah, your whole family is good. Look for a neighbor, look for someone, look for a friend, look for somebody that was on the path, lost it, bring them back. Number two is dua. Because you're going to need dua in order for you to do this. The power of dua, brothers and sisters, is amazing. A long story, summary of it. A grandmother looking after the grandchild, the parents died. They live in a remote area. And she makes a dua. This grandson has a very unique disease. Very few doctors in the world know how to cure this disease. That specialist is actually a true story. That specialist is American. He was supposed to go to a conference somewhere. That plane got delayed. But he had to go and he had to find some place. He said, I have to rent a car. He rented a car because of the plane, there was a storm. So it was grounded. He took a car, got lost. Where did he go? He goes to the house of that grandmother that is asking Allah to help her own grandchildren. Allah brought her, that doctor, the specialist, to her. And the man cried, because who are you? Can I come? I need some help. Can I make a phone call? Yes. Who is this? My grandchildren. This is my grandchild. What does he have? This kind of disease. I'm asking Allah to help him. He says, wallahi, I cried. He said, because there's very few people can cure this, and Allah put a storm, grounded the plane, got me lost to come here. Because of the dua of a grandmother. So don't ever forget the strength of dua, but do it properly. And that's another lecture. Number three, dhikr. There are three types of people that dua will be answered because of. Imamun adil, da'watul madloom, al-dhakirin Allah kathira wa dhakirat. This is the time. What we mentioned before, every time from now on, when you walk with your right foot, you're going to say Alhamdulillah. When you walk with your left foot, you're going to say Astaghfirullah. Because you live in a ta'a and a ma'siyah. So every time you remember a ta'a, you say Alhamdulillah, Allah, bi ni'matil qadim as-salihat. And every time you step with your left, you remember a sin that you committed, you say Astaghfirullah. All the time. Don't waste time. Allah took an oath by time. So if you're among the dhakirin, Allah kathira wa dhakirat, Allahu Akbar, good for you, akhi. Try it, wallahi. If you want something, people will knock on your door. I know people like that, wallahi. They wish for something, somebody comes in and knocks on the door. Wallahi, I know them. And a person comes in and says, you know what, I felt like giving you this. Try it. You've tried otherwise, you've tried saying hip hop, you know, I kill them, and all that lovely stuff. You wasted your whole life, man, listening to hip hop. You wasted your whole life talking about backbiting and all of that stuff, watching bad stuff. You wasted your whole life, man. Wallahi, you're going to be quiet. بَدَلَ الدُّمُوعَ عَدَمَا. On Judgment Day, Ibn Qayyim Rahmatullah Alayhi, if you waste your time, you will come. 1 minute wasted. You will cry, not tears, blood over that. So your dua, your dhikr, to be able to do so. Number four. It has to be Quran. Because we don't have enough time. There are actually 8 categories. But we'll finish with the Quran. هَذَا شَهْرُ Quran. خلاص. I'm not going to go into Salat, Siyam, Al-Qiyam, Al-Tarawih, all of that stuff. You already know that. But these are the camps. You want strength? You need to work out. You don't come in and say, I want to do whatever it is. No, without you having knowing. You know what? I joined the gym. I didn't know I had to go. It's not going to work that way. You actually have to go. You have to work. So we'll finish with the month of Quran. Difference now. I'm reminding you again. You read in the Quran as if it's revealed unto you only. That's it. This Quran was revealed for me. So when you hear, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, that's your cue. Oh, you who believe, that's your cue. Why? Because Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says, if Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ala starts the ayah with Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, kana amru yu'mar biha wa nahyu ma'an. As soon as you hear, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, get your pen ready, get your notebook ready. Divide that notebook into two. Awam al-Nawahi, commands and prohibitions. As soon as you hear that, you're like, yes, I'm listening to Allah. قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَطَعْنَا. We listen and obey. Do this, I'll do it on the right hand side. Don't do this, I'll do it on the left hand side. Now, who is the Ahl of Allah. Who is the family of Allah?
The scholar says Ahl al-Quran. Ahl al-Quran, ya Shaykh.
So, we have to have some homework. I'm not going to ask you to, says, لا تجعل أكبر همك آخر الصفحة. Don't let be the, your goal to get to the lot at the end of the page. That's not. Understand the Quran, Shaykh. Live the Quran. The Sahaba, what did they used to say? Even Umar Khattab, what did he do? Says, 10 ayat. Says, نَادَ لَجَاوَزْ 10 ayat. None of us exceeded. We didn't go past 10 ayat. Why? He says, first we recite the 10 ayat, understand the 10 ayat, derive the ahkam from the 10 ayat, implement the rules and the walk the talk in the 10 ayat, then we can move on. How many of us go, you have no idea what you're talking about. You have no clue. Quran is now what? Under the pillow to protect you and in the car to protect it. Or even buried on the footstep of the house to protect it. You believe it? That's what we use the Quran now. Decoration. Alhamdulillah. If you don't remember that, remember that you take your Quran only in the Ramadan, dust it off, and goes back on the shelf after Ramadan. So this is the month we're going to change this around. We're going to be walking the Quran like Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Lastly, my brothers and sisters, true story. A man goes to eat some figs. This is in Palestine. He goes to get some figs and he sees a beautiful fig tree. Trees. But it has boundaries. So he says, that's obviously, it belongs to somebody, I'm not. So he goes to eat from the lesser grade fig tree. A man comes in and says, what are you doing? He says, oh, forgive me, I thought this was free. It doesn't belong to anybody else. He says, that's what I'm asking you. What are you doing? Go eat from the good ones. He goes, no, but you see, it had boundaries. It has to belong to somebody, because you're right, it belongs to me, and whatever is in there belongs to you. I want you to eat from there every time. And that's the last thing I'm leaving you with. In the month of Ramadan, you have to have the taqwa, integrity, amana. You see, and he said, wallahi, and he was crying to give him that story. This is because now I've learned that the amana, the trustworthiness, and the taqwa will get you success. It's not the other way around. How many of us were born in a place, in a country that says, you know what? Cleverness is you have to steal. You have to, you know, eat people for lunch before they eat you for dinner. No, no more. I'm learning in the month of Ramadan that I have to have this integrity and amana and trustworthy and taqwa in order for me to be successful in this life and the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us that and make us among those who listen to speech and follow the rest of it. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin wa salam ala alihi wa sahbihi wa tabi'in. Ya Rabbi, lak alhamdu kama lil jalali wal ikrami wa sultani. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al awwalin wal akhirin wal amin. Allahumma ansur al islam wa izz al muslimin. وعن بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين وأذل الشرك والمشركين أعداءك أعداء الدين أوقع الكافرين في الكافرين وأوقع الظالمين في الظالمين وأخرجنا من بينهم سالمين اللهم احفظنا بالإسلام قائمين واحفظنا بالإسلام قاعدين واحفظنا بالإسلام راقدين ولا تشمل بنا الأعداء ولا الحاسدين اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا عن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ونعوذ بعظمتك أن نغتال من تحتنا اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وعاف مبتلانا ومبتلى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين واشف صدور قوم المؤمنين ولا تشمل بنا الاعداء والحاسدين واغفر لنا خطايانا يوم الدين واخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على اله وصحبه وتابعين ما في السؤال